Are you ready?
A Shot of Wrestling presents A Shot of BCW. And away we go!
Break some damn shot, boy. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock. So take a shot. Oh, yeah. So take a step up to the break. We got MJP and BC Dog. That's the brain and champion and chip team. From Milan to Japan and everywhere in between. Is that the message you got? We about to go live, but you're ready to rock, so take a shot.
And here's your host, Michael J. Putty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of A Shot of BCW. That was the iconic voice of the one and only Shane Fair. Shane, speedy recovery, going through some tough times. You know our thoughts. Get well soon. But joining me today, as always, brightening my doorway, the governor of BCW, America's favorite agent, your guiding light and mine, the one and only AJ Penn. Governor, welcome back.
Thank you. Happy to be here back in the Shot of Wrestling Studios, and now we're recording another episode of Shot of BCW. And it's been an eventful year already so far. Have we done one this year? I think we did the one right before.
I think we did one. We did one in January.
Yeah, we did. Okay, so not, yeah. So, but it's already been an eventful year for BCW.
Took us a couple more 2 months to get back in together, but
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, it's been a lot going on, but welcome to the new year. Was an amazing event. We haven't even been by to talk about it, so I think we have lots to catch up on before we get to our next big event, which is Queen of the North 5.
Thank you for being brave enough to come into studio, unlike my co-host at a Shot of Wrestling, who still refuses to come to do it face-to-face.
Well, you know, he gets paid for his face, so...
Oh, yeah, his moneymaker.
Exactly, so, you know, if you want him, I guess he expects an appearance fee to come out here.
He probably did. He did call about Kate Middleton. Also, a speedy recovery to her, too.
Yeah, speedy recovery to her, but, you know, hey, Mark Schwann called it. Marcus Cohen, he knew about it before anybody else did. First words out of his mouth, so more power to him.
Yeah, we give him a hard time. Last episode of A Shot of Wrestling, go check it out. Hear his pathetic attempt to defend himself.
Which he does very often. He realizes, he speaks first and thinks later.
So, Governor, like you said, last time we were here, we're previewing Welcome to the New Year. It's been 2 months since, but let's quickly remind people what happened. What went down? We had a bunch of the Queen of the North qualifiers.
Yes.
Harleen Lopez was supposed to take on Nevaeh Chantel. That did not happen.
No, due to travel issues, she could not make it to the qualifier, but we pulled out, we got a really incredible surprise. Rebecca J. Scott made her BCW debut at the Queen of the North qualifier. That match, I know we're getting right into it, but that match was wow. That was already a contender for sleeper match of the year. Both girls killed it during that match.
That was a good match.
That was a fantastic match. I always knew about Rebecca J. Scott since I've seen her about 2 years. I think she's been in the business just about 2 years. Harleen, I've seen it. There's been glimmers of that potential. I think this was her breakout moment against Rebecca J. Scott, and she proved it because she qualified in advance to the Queen of the North finals.
Travel schedules, or was she a little nervous to take on Harleen Lopez here? I don't want to say rumors spreading in the locker room, I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah, who knows? I mean, yeah, you know, after Nevaeh finally got on a little bit of a roll here, Harleen picked up her first win over Nevaeh, so this was going to be the rubber match. Mm-hmm. That morning, we got the call that she wasn't going to make it, and Rebecca stepped right up, and she finally made her beast. We've been working to get Rebecca, and just due to scheduling, never happened. Well, it's funny how the world works sometimes. We were able to get her, and that match, yeah, again, that was one of my favorite matches of the card. So, one that I actually got to watch that night. Everything else I got to saw on playback. But, wow, yeah, watching that live was incredible. And kudos to both girls. Hopefully we'll see more of Rebecca in the future in BCW. But Harleen definitely made her mark. And I think, yeah, again, this is her coming out party. I think she proved to the BCW faithful that the Spriteful Brute is here to stay.
Another Queen of the North qualifier. The next two, actually, were vested interests of the PCA.
Yes.
Emily J, the Stunner, took on All Natural Ashley.
You know, Ashley, she impressed me a bit. Coming off a loss to Vicious Vicky, wondering what was going to happen there. But Emily J is on a roll now, and especially aligned with America's Favorite Agent.
Two-time
award winner, yeah. And you could just see the confidence in her. And like, you see her competing in other promotions, and you see she's all happy with the fans, which is fine. And the fans love her, but... Mm-hmm. now you can see that spark. That's the thing that was missing. It's like that little bit of an attitude, which you need in this business.
Yeah.
And she's now advanced to the finals.
Someone who didn't advance, spoiler alert, Jurdy Burke and Tiffany Avatar. Some little miscommunication on your end. What happened there?
You know,
you got hit in the face. For those of you who didn't know.
I did get hit in the face. Yeah, Jurdy.
A clip Cheyenne and Mark are constantly talking about.
Yeah. Well, I could have punished Mark, but Mark got missed it, and we'll talk about that. Mark got missed it later on, so that kind of canceled that out. Cheyenne, we're going to mention, he has been suspended for unprofessional conduct, so he will not be appearing at Queen of the North 5. So
very unprofessional.
He is. Yeah, I heard him from the floor. He was cracking up so loud and
horrible.
I could have been seriously injured.
Could have been.
And on that night, we needed me because Anthony Cole came down with the. He fell ill during the show. Best wishes. He's feeling better now. But yeah, there was a lot going on backstage that people do not know about. So, but yeah, Jurdy kicked me in the face, and you know we've been having a little bit of issues lately because. Where she wasn't around at Nightmare at the Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
She comes back, and her wires are crossed. She's not... I thought I'd been getting her in the right mindset to... You know, I was looking for her to hopefully become the Queen of the North this year. I thought she'd be on track for it, and she's kind of reverting back to old habits. So, I don't know. We gotta have to get together and discuss that. But, you know what? Plan B and Emily J is now kind of the prize pupil of the PCA right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that great promo giving Jurdy Burke advice, thinking that she could be in the title picture a couple months ago. It was summer?
Yeah.
And now here we are, some friction. Losing her. Was she jealous?
I think she's a little... I mean, I saw afterwards that she was speaking to Samira, and she was going crazy and looking for me, where I was obviously getting ready for Emily's match. Yeah. And, you know, I was probably busy with Emily. Well, of course, she's my client, and I have to prepare her since Jurdy lost.
Yep.
I need to prepare my other client, so hopefully we'd have one person in the Queen of the North. And thankfully, Emily... has now advanced.
So Jurdy Burke did not.
She did not advance, no. Tiffany Avatar did.
Thank you. Really
yes. The Cotton Candy Princess. So, you know what? Kudos to Tiffany. I've seen her for a little bit. This is her big opportunity. The princess, can the, excuse me, now I'm getting tongue-tied. Can the princess become the queen? I'm going to say nope. I'm looking for a stunning queen, but it's, you know, if I'm speaking objectively, it's a good field this year. Harleen Lopez, after that showing against Rebecca Scott, it's going to be a tough one. Emily's definitely going to have her, as Tiffany is. Everyone's going to have their work cut out for them. So this is one of our, and this is this Queen of the North Finals, different than others. These are three up-and-comers in BCW. So that's just showing you how the talent has evolved and how the talent coming in right now is just so advanced and so ahead of their time that now they're competing for one of the biggest prizes. I mean, look at the past Queen of the North, Faye Jackson, Vanity, Danny Moe, Christina Marie. Those are four accomplished talents.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are former BCW Women's Champions. The other two have done so much on the independent scene, and they're looking to do more in BCW. So to have your name amongst those four women is going to be incredible for their careers.
And Christina Marie still has that title opportunity.
She does. She has not cashed in yet. So
it might be three.
Yeah, so we have to see when that's going to happen.
Theo Ivory took on Just Saying.
You know, that was a surprising match. Theo finally, I think he finally broke out of his slump as well. He showed us the Theo that he truly is, the one that we heard on the back then Twitter Spaces, now the X Spaces or whatever they want to call it. And whenever he'd cut promos. And we finally saw the Theo Ivory. Very impressed. Just Saying made his debut. Very impressed by him as well. The BCW faithful slowly took to him. But Theo, you know, great job by Theo, I got to say. And he was one of those, as we say, three strikes, you're out. Theo saved himself, and I think he finally, maybe, welcome to the new year. Maybe he felt it was a new time to finally show us who he really is.
For start,
the new, yes, exactly, new Theo Ivory, or the Theo Ivory we've been waiting to see, and scored him a big victory. So, looking forward to see what the future holds for him. Well wishes to him, though. He got injured recently, so
really?
I don't want to say wasn't a broken leg, but it kind of a little bit of a serious injury. So hopefully he's back sooner than later. So Theo Ivory, best wishes out to you, my man. Hopefully we'll see you back soon at BCW.
Vicious Vicky defended the championship against Ultraviolet.
Now that was a great end of the match where Mark Schwann got.
Oh my God! Please, can we talk about that?
We got to start with that. But
that's what he gets.
But it was great to see Ultraviolet as well make her debut at BCW. That was a fantastic match between both of these women. Vicky, she's coming into her own with this new incarnation of herself. However, her and Mark Schwann don't seem to be vibing as well with this.
Who does vibe with
her? I mean, yeah, she was very briefly, but nobody really, yeah.
Yeah, she never needed him.
She never needed him, no. And he's one, again, he glams on to establish talent, where I make talent.
Exactly.
So, but the two competitors, fantastic match, Ultraviolet, hopefully we get to see her back. She definitely threw her name in contention, obviously, and to make a return to BCW. Vicky came out the victor, despite Mark Schwann.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so now she will be at the Queen of North. We're still waiting to hear on her opponent. We'll talk about that in a future episode. But, yeah, again, this card was so... On paper, too, I was a little worried, and I was like, I didn't know how. I mean, I expect everybody to deliver, but everybody, I think, over-delivered.
And you guys promised us, the BCW faithful, an amazing main event in Anthony Gangone teaming with Darius Carter to take on the formidable team of Jay Bougie and Face. You said you do a lot of stuff going backstage. Part of this was this opened the show. These guys couldn't wait. You had me and Cheyenne in the ring, and all of a sudden, chaos erupts.
Yes.
Do you want to explain what happened here? Plus, you missed it?
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome to the new year. One, and I love the visual of you and Cheyenne in the ring. That was great. You guys did a great job kicking off the show. Wanted to give a...
There was one picture, like, again, remember the camera's facing up. Like, I put him in my pocket.
I mean...
It looks so tiny.
I mean, it always looks like this. Cheyenne is, he's a tiny, tiny man.
Very small.
Yes, he is. But, yeah, I loved it. So, you know, a great... I love Shane Fair, but I wanted to kick off the BCW year of 2024. Bit of a different way. Give you guys, you know, you guys been working, I guess I could say, Cheyenne, you guys been working hard, so... Need to get you guys some FaceTime, and, well, didn't last long because, of course, Gangone and Bougie start brawling all over the building, and then, what, a minute or two later, Darius and Face start brawling, so this needs to be, there was no other plan for a main event.
Nope.
And then Anthony Cole comes out and allows them to kick off the show, so a lot of turmoil backstage. I didn't know what to do. The bell rings, and yeah, our main event is our opening contest.
Like that Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
It started with the end.
It was everything you expected it to be. Darius just getting involved when he needs to and showing his dominance. Gangone, of course, brawling with Bougie and Face. Face, I think, had his breakout moment as well. He proved that he can hang with the big dogs here. Definitely interesting moments. Bougie almost, he teased he was going to stomp Darius, which that was a bit surprising.
Yeah.
Gangone and Darius, we kind of knew there was going to be tension, but there was a lot more tension than expected. And Darius spoke about it later on, as you could see on our social medias. But yeah, Face, give it up to Face. Face did not tap out. He passed out to Gangone's sleep paralysis. But yeah, that was our main event, which opened the show. And
what about Gangone picking on the tension between Face and Jay Bougie? Are they no more a team?
There's no bad blood between them per se, but I think they want to go in their own directions.
Okay.
That's what I was told by Jay Bougie. He's like, you know, he still loves Face, but they're on two different paths right now. Mm. And maybe Bougie, I think, maybe a little tired of babysitting to Face. Mm-hmm. And especially after we saw at Nightmare at the Mecca, he couldn't control him any longer. And Bougie and Darius have established a really good relationship. Sort of a mentor-mentee relationship. Yeah. And Face just shoves Bougie down and, you know, picks a fight with Darius, which I'm sure Bougie did not like. So, and I don't even think he wanted... Yeah, leading up to it, he did not want this match. He did not want to be in a ring against Darius Carter because, again, he sees that's almost like a mentor to him. And
like you and Mark Schwann.
Exactly, yes. The way Mark Schwann looks up to me and he just doesn't admit it yet, by the way, he tries to emulate me.
Everyone knows it.
I mean, everybody sees it, yeah. He's, you know... And it's fine, you know. I wish he would just come to me and admit that he needs the guidance of the guiding light, but, you know, one day he'll get there.
And while this chaos is going around,
yes,
you found time with Emily to come ringside.
Yes.
Join me on commentary.
Yes.
For Gail Alexander and Mike Law, which ended the first part of the show.
Yes.
And then kind of the ending was a surprise. I was shocked.
So, start off with fantastic match from both, which I knew was going to be, from both of individuals. Yeah. Daniel definitely proved he can hang. Mike Law, and again, I've said, one of my best friends in the business. I've known since I've started, I've known how good Mike Law is. He's one of the best in the business. Daniel hung in. He hung in very well. you could see the youth and the immaturity, made a couple of mistakes, which Mike Law was right there to capitalize on. But Mike Law pulled out his victory, which a victory what I think he needed.
Big time.
Yes.
A lot of pressure going to that match, too.
There was. I mean, I really didn't doubt Mike Law, but I think maybe he, oh, I don't know, maybe he, I think frustration might have gotten to him or his arrogance. Thankfully, he didn't let that happen. But after the match, it's a different story. When I thought all was going to be good, he puts over Daniel Alexander as a future star. I was actually proud. I mean, Emily, we were all proud of him.
Yeah.
And then he calls me into the ring again.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants another opportunity after just beating Daniel Alexander.
By the way, Cheyenne was so jealous that me and Emily were alone at the table together. He was so jealous. I probably shouldn't have said that out loud, but
that's all right. You know, we all know Cheyenne's a little bit of a creep, but but yeah, Mike decides to call me out again, and I'm just I'm frustrated and I'm sick of it because again I gave him the opportunity against Gangone. He didn't get the job done, although it was a fantastic match, but he didn't leave with the Grand Dragon Championship. So time to move back up the rankings. You beat Daniel, okay? Now I can see where we go from there, but he wants something immediately, so I needed a main event. So you know what? He wants to put his money where his mouth is. The new main event would be Mike Law against Darius Carter. World title on the line. Make it or break it. If Mike Law wins, proved us all wrong. New champion. If he doesn't, there's nowhere else for him to go.
You gave him like 90 minutes to prepare. Right? This is right before intermission.
Yes. At the same time, I gave Darius the same amount. Maybe a little more.
What did Darius say to you backstage? I thought his night was done. He thought his night was done.
Darius is a healthy competitor. He likes the challenge, and I think he kind of, even if he was maybe a little ticked off at first, adversity is definitely his friend. Yeah. And he loves the point to prove people wrong. And Mike Law is one of many who calls him out online and says, oh, I deserve to be in there with Darius. I could beat Darius. Why does he get all of the opportunities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think for Darius, he looks like, oh yeah, Mike, okay, I'll give Mike a shot. I'll let him get a rub with greatness and show him why he can't. Why I get the opportunities I am. To be fair, and I knew when it would happen eventually. I didn't think about. I had no plans of this happening at this event. I hoped down the line we would get to see Darius versus Mike Law, but we got it on this night, and it did not disappoint. The crowd was really behind Mike Law. I gotta give it. You know, they wanted to see a new champion. Didn't happen, but I think Mike Law made a believer out of many that night. But sadly, again, he came up on the short end of the stick. So I haven't really spoken to him. I don't know what he's looking for after this, but
is he looking for anything? Sound like he's.
I mean, there's no. I mean, right now there's no more opportunities. You lost both of them. You got to in the future. Okay, build your wins back up, and you can get another opportunity at the Grand Dragon, the World Championship, or find a tag team partner. And I mean, not against Blonde Force Trauma, obviously, but you know,
well, hope he's not hanging him up. It sounded like he was done, but hope he there's more, a lot more left in the tank.
I believe there is. You know, it was a good and a surprise moment again because his dad showed up to that. That's which right. was a surprise to all. I found out during an admission. His sister came up to me. She goes, "Look, Dad's here." I'm like, "Oh my god!" So none of us even knew. I don't even think you know. So yeah, none of us knew that. So Mike definitely had a great night, but again, he lost to Darius. So we'll have to revisit where we go from here. There is a place for Mike in BCW if he wants it. He just needs to start building up those wins again and showing that he deserves to be back in the opportunity, the title hunt, which I think he will be. Just needs to get that attitude under control.
That was welcome to the new year. Chaotic, but a great show.
If that was a welcome, 2024 is going to be a hell of a year for BCW. I think this is the most chaotic we have started for BCW. Mm-hmm. We've had great starting events, but so much went down. So much potential was shown and a lot of breakouts. I am very excited for this calendar year now, and we have a lot coming up. So we're going, as Anthony Cole likes to say, we're going all the way up. I'm excited. I'm glad you all are, the BCW faithful, are along for the ride with us.
Include under a month away to Queen of the North 5, April 20th, Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. Stay tuned to all of our social medias on the Instagram, BRII_combination_wrestling, on Twitter, XBCW_wrestling_, and Breed, BRII_combination_wrestling on the Facebooks. Tickets to links will be there. Get them while you can. Crown the new Queen of the North.
The fifth Queen of the North. Wow, we've made it to five.
Where can people find you on social medias?
You can find me on the X at AJPanPCA or underscore. I always forget. It's pretty sure it's underscore. P PCA. If there's no one, Scorch, take it out. And yeah, there you go. Find PCA. And on Instagram, AJPamPC. And I'm also on the TikTok on AJPamPC. See all my drinking escapades and trying to get the hang of social on TikTok.
You want? I know a guy can help you. Social media.
Oh, the guy. Oh, please. We gave him enough coverage on this show already.
So for the governor, I've been your host at Mugged Putty. Until next time, Putty out.